This is season 3, episode 1 of Make Your Wedding a Highlight. My name is Josh Weckner, owner of Highlight Weddings and Events. Did you miss me?
If you're getting ready to or already in the process of planning your wedding, you've come to the right place. DJ Josh, owner of Highlight Weddings and Events, interviews other local 30A wedding pros to offer insight about how to make your wedding a highlight.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. If you're new to Make Your Wedding a Highlight, my name is Josh Weckner, the owner of Highlight Weddings and Events. Welcome to season 3. If you've been following the podcast for any length of time, you might have noticed that it's been a while since I've released an episode. Why the break? Well, I kind of needed it. May was a month. It's one of the busiest months of the year for weddings and events in this area. And Memorial Day weekend was exceptionally so. Then I had my birthday at the beginning of June, so it just felt right to pause and take a break for a bit. But I really enjoy hosting this podcast. It affords me the opportunity to see weddings and events through the eyes of other wedding pros, and it also allows me to share that insight with you all. Plus, this is really the kind of networking that I enjoy. I get to connect with wedding pros on a more one-on-one level, which I found suits my personality well. Anyway, the break's over. I'm back to putting out weekly episodes and can't wait to share with you all of the great guests that I will have for this season. One of the interesting things about this area is, in terms of weddings, you have two main seasons, spring and fall. Outdoor wedding ceremonies are pretty common here, and in case you didn't know, it gets really hot here during the summer. Couples understand that and they don't want their guests to be outside and feel miserable, so usually from Memorial Day to the last week in August, weddings aren't as common. That's not to say they don't happen. I actually get to be a part of 5 weddings this month. During the winter months, it actually does get cold here, believe it or not. I was a part of a wedding at a beach house in late February where they had outdoor heaters and I was wearing long underwear under my suit. Now, it's not always that cold, but it does routinely get that cold from December to February here. That means that March through May and August through November are our busy seasons. And I'm okay with that. I definitely am a high energy individual, but I also do appreciate downtime as well. My wife does too. We both had nothing planned on July 4th, which is a rarity, and we ended up going tubing down the local Blackwater River and just enjoying spending time together. Quality time is a big love language for both of us, and since I'm out and about for events, not doing anything is sometimes the best way for me to recharge. To me, that's how you can grow as a couple and make sure you both feel nurtured and seen. Check out 5lovelanguages.com so you and your spouse can find out what yours are. They have a quiz there you can take. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Usually you will differ on one love language. For instance, my other love language is touch, but Rhoda's is words of affirmation. Because I know that, I can be more mindful of making sure to acknowledge her, even if that isn't naturally how I would let her know that I love her. Looking back to the last season of Make Your Wedding a Highlight, thank you so much to all the guests that stopped by to chat with me on the show. I hope it was as rewarding of an experience for you as the entire process of creating this podcast has been for me. I've really appreciated your perspectives and feel grateful that I can provide a platform for all of you. If you can think of any wedding pros that would be awesome guests, please connect them to me either via Instagram at Highlight Weddings or email me at josh@highlightweddingsandevents.com. And with that, that's going to wrap it up for me. As always, here's to each of you that are in the process of planning your weddings, as well as the wedding pros who get to be a part of them. Here's to making those weddings a highlight.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out the podcast. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and leave a review. It'll help other couples just like you find it. For more resources, including our helpful blog, check highlightweddingsandevents.com. Highlightweddingsandevents.com. And make your wedding a highlight.